You're listening to the Family of Te Gata podcast. Message from Neo. Encounters of George Van Tessel.
Friends of the great planet Earth. As many of you know in these moments, Earth is not your home. Arriving from many stars that exist in frequencies unknown to you in human form, your life has been created by the choice and power of your soul. Knowing this as truth will allow you to follow the information in this communication to a shared story by a man named George Washington Van Tassel. This created identity arrived as a soul from Merope of the Pleiades. His interest was technology and spirituality. He gathered information from both endeavors and became successful with human accomplishments. He leased an airport and became familiar with operations of the military as well as travel among people from throughout the earth. He never understood that he was a Pleiadian soul until his visits from friends as planned. Life on Merope was full of adventure since childhood. His father is Kezaniek Oremutik, who is a powerful member of the Galactic Federation. He taught his son great technology and they traveled together throughout the Pleiades. This child became a teacher to others regarding bilocal operations. His name is Suyanik Bailiahano. He incarnated to Earth 314 times. This waking dream was his last and he has returned to Merope where he remains active with bilocal service to the light. In 1953, George Van Tassel brought groups together to meditate beneath mountains in California. On Merope, this was his favorite method of communing with the presence of God, Ilaco. He understood the power of the collective light. It was during this time of transformation that his friends received the signal that a visit to Earth was ready to be enjoyed. The four Pleiadian friends had been taught well by Suyanik Bailiahano. They arrived in a small craft with the look of ordinary humans. Being approximately 5 feet, 7 inches in height, with dark hair and tan skin, they would blend with anyone on Earth. Leaving their Pleiadian looks unseen and unremembered to their friend, they hovered in a craft that was close to the home of George Van Tassel. One of the friends visited the room where he was sleeping. Sending a light frequency allowed calmness as an invitation to see the craft was offered. George went willingly and with interest as they boarded the small craft that was nearby. Here he met his friends from Merope with a very different look. They spoke of being in bilocal service for only 700 years. This was interpreted as their age to their friend not understanding. He had questions about their technology and they smiled as they explained the intricate workings of their craft. When conversations were completed, frequencies were sent to George and he became the consciousness and awareness of his soul as Suyanik Bailiahano. He received uploads that were activated and downloads that would assist him in sharing new information. He stood with delight as he saw his friends with long white hair in blue uniforms. They flew through densities and dimensions with joy as they shared moments with their friend from Merope. He lost time in these moments and could not remember details. But the life of George Van Tassel would never be the same. He was returned to his home with expanded consciousness and a new excitement to share a technology that would encompass teachings of telepathy and methods of rejuvenating the human body. This project would be called Integraton and would involve teachings of spirit with aspects of technology used by Pleiadians. Scientific research would include spirituality with the understanding that everything is energy, spirit, and consciousness. This teaching would allow the truth of accessing other dimensions and lifetimes through entering expanded consciousness of the soul. This structure that George created was intended to understand time travel in a more simplistic method. The complete soul always has access to lives unknown in the human mind. Tones and frequencies would be utilized to progress further in this operation of understanding infinite life. He shared information of Pleiadian bases on the moon to those that would listen intently. As the operation of exploring expansive life continued, a new bi-local visit was enjoyed in 1963. The same group of friends arrived in an automobile to the delight of George Van Tassel, who now understood who they were. He had wonderful conversations with his Pleiadian friends and received more downloads to assist him with teaching and sharing that would be needed on his journey. The operation of Integraton was advancing but was soon halted by the death of George Van Tassel. His return to Merope was his sole plan while leaving behind mysteries that would allow many to awaken to new possibilities. The structure that George Van Tassel diligently worked on continued to be a point of interest. Visits to the area left many feeling rejuvenated with tones and frequencies emitted by methods of a Pleiadian soul. In times following the departure of George Van Tassel, there were rumors and channelers that claimed to know the origin of the visitors. Venus was one location that some reported as a location. In truth, the home of Suyanik Bailiahano is Merope of the Pleiades. This soul is now serving the light with his friends in dedicated bi-local operations that visited twice in his waking dream. How magnificent is your life in form! How unique each infinite soul of light really is! As you align the personality with the soul of origin, you will discover expressions of being that will bring frequencies of light and power. Remember who you are. Niki Maiya, I love you so. Neo.